Nolte, Democrats can't even deliver water and electricity. By John Nolte on September 7, 2022. Democrats are in complete control of California and can't deliver enough water and electricity to keep its citizens comfortable. This is outrageous. What's even more outrageous is the lack of outrage. Too many Americans have been gaslighted into accepting what should be wholly unacceptable as normal. Their own government's ongoing failure to provide them with the basic necessities that sustain life. Call me an old fuddy-duddy, but there was a time when the least we expected from government was enough electricity and water. Ask Mr. One-Term President Jimmy Carter about that. The issue that derailed his presidency, along with the Iran hostage crisis, was gasoline shortages. Anyone who grew up in the 70s remembers those gasoline lines and the lies the media and scientific experts told about how it wasn't Jimmy's fault that the planet was running out of fossil fuels. We didn't stand for those lies then. We wanted the problem fixed, so we fired the guy in charge and replaced him with Ronald Reagan, an optimist who understood America's future was limitless. What followed was 20 blissful years of peace and prosperity. Today, though, Americans are putting up with it. Well, not all Americans. Democrats. Democrat voters are putting up with not having enough water and electricity. They're putting up with it in Democrat-controlled California. They put up with it for years in Democrat-controlled Flint, Michigan. They're putting up with it in Democrat-controlled Jackson, Mississippi. Are water and electricity not the least you expect from your government? Texans didn't put up with it. When Texas was hit with power outages during a freak winter storm last year, the state went to work to ensure it could never happen again. We'll know soon enough if Republican Governor Greg Abbott has done enough, but at least he made it a priority. Democrats don't make fixing these problems a priority. Instead, they use their own failure to deliver basic necessities as ideological talking points. They push the global warming hoax. In Jackson and Flint, they blame American racism, their Republican governors, and white colonization. Let's say you buy all of those lies. Fine. Whatever. Still, where's the pressure to solve the problem? That's what I don't get. The only way for voters to ensure things get done is to punish their failed political representatives at the ballot box. Nevertheless, voters continue to reward failure in Jackson, Flint, and California. This self-destructive complacency is especially staggering because we currently live in the age of miracles. Everyone holds in their hands a phone with more computer power than it took to land a man on the moon. A 72-inch flat-screen TV costs $600. A quick laser procedure will not only remove cataracts but return your 20/20 vision. You can get a new heart, new kidneys, and new limbs. We're this close to our cars driving us instead of us driving our cars. All the knowledge in the history of the world is available at the click of a button. Other than people with severe mental and addiction problems, America's eradicated poverty and hunger. I could go on and on. And yet, with all these miracles around us, some are willing to accept a government that cannot and will not deliver the basic necessities of life. With desalination, there is no reason that California should not be able to supply its citizens with an abundance of water. We not only have the technology, the Pacific Ocean offers a limitless supply. With nuclear technology, fracking, and advances in oil exploration and drilling, we have access to a limitless energy supply. Flint and Jackson had clean water for decades and decades. The only reason that became a problem is because the Democrats who have run those cities forever and into the ground were focused on something other than maintaining and upgrading the infrastructures already in place. In the middle of 1961, President John F. Kennedy said he wanted us on the moon within 10 years. Starting almost from scratch, America did it in 8. California, once seen as the place where everything was possible, has suffered blackouts going back nearly 20 years. Same with the water shortages. It took Flint 5 years, to fix its water problem. Jackson's water problem reaches back years. Project Mercury launched in 1958. 3 years later, Alan Shepard was launched into space and returned safely to Earth. 3 years to start with nothing and launch a man into space. We can easily fix these power and water shortages. Democrats refuse. Why? Because it accomplishes two goals for them. It allows them to 1. Push the global warming hoax and 2. use scarcity to control the idiots who vote for them. But this is only possible when voters allow it. And idiot Democrats more than allow it, they keep voting for more of the same. You get what you vote for. No sympathy here. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.